Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you. 今天我们主要呢，就是我们敬拜主，我们大家可以在一起，我们呢，一方面我们要来学习什么是一个真正的敬拜，就是敬拜到底真正的敬拜是一个什么样子的敬拜。我们应该要怎么样的态度，然后另外就是说，一个服事的人来讲，我们要怎么样在这个敬拜，在敬拜赞美这个area上，我们要怎么样的做一个好好的预备好的这个服事的这种心态，要怎么预备，然后还有服事，就以这个服事来讲，我们要做些什么。
And what we should do. Okay. Yeah.
We have some questions.
Okay, so we'll give the time to Pastor Elias.
Yes. Lord, thank you for this time together.
主, 谢谢你让我们, 能够聚集在一起,
and that you're with us.
你与我们同在,
and we love you.
我们爱你,
so we ask you to guide this meeting by your spirit.
所以恳求你的圣灵来引导这次的聚会,
and cause us to receive your thoughts.
使我们领受你的意念,
and the feelings of your heart.
还有你心里的感受,
we want to know you better this morning in Jesus' name.
今天早上我们想要更认识你, 奉耶稣的名, Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, is it a good idea maybe to talk about why we're having these meetings like this, or is there, last time I was here, September,
我去年九月在这里的时候,
I was scheduled to go to the airport.
我当天要离开的那天要去机场,
but we had a breakfast here before I went.
就是我去机场之前呢，我们在这里一起吃早餐，就是跟一些同工。
And I thought, and I think we all thought, we would have breakfast, talk a little bit, and I would go to get my airplane to leave.
我们本来想说，哎，我们只是在这边聊一聊啊，吃个早餐，然后就去机场离开了。
But what happened spontaneously? People started asking me questions.
但是很自然的, 那个时候人们就开始问我问题。
And I would just answer the questions, and the Lord anointed the time.
然后我就开始回答问题, 那主也高抹了那段时刻。
And they asked me anything they wanted.
哦, 他们就是想要问什么就问。
So, I really felt good about that meeting.
所以我对那次聚会我感觉很好。
And I think Pastor Jean and Pastor Ted liked it too.
那我想黄牧师跟师母也很喜欢那次的聚集。
And so they asked me, they said, well, when you come next time, we'll do meetings like that in the mornings.
所以他们就说，哎，可不可以，我下次来的时候也是早上有这类似的聚集。
Where people can ask me anything.
就是大家可以很自由地发问。
And at night we do the other public services.
那晚上的话，我们就会有公开的聚会。
So I'm very glad to talk about worship that you did pick this topic.
那我很高兴，要讲关于敬拜，你们所讲的这方面的主题。
It's most likely the closest thing to my heart.
这是最靠近我心的这个主题。
So I'll give you a little background as to how God built worship into my life.
所以我就跟大家稍微讲一下背景，就是说神怎么样把这个敬拜建造到我的生命里。
So if you remember, I don't know if you all know my story, but my parents met in the Bahamas.
我不晓得大家知不知道我的故事哦，我的父母他们是在巴哈马相遇的。
Yeah. My father was there first with his grandfather after the Second World War.
我的父亲是跟他的祖父是在第二次世界大战之后先到那里的。
My mother was on vacation.
我的母亲她在休假。
And she was traveling back home to Greece.
哦，她那个时候要回到希腊她的家。
To an arranged marriage.
就是有一个已经是被安排好的婚姻，她就是要回去结婚。
So the Bahamas, the country is about 700 islands.
哦，在巴哈马那个群岛，它大概有700个岛屿。
And Nassau, the capital, was where I was born.
那里的首都叫 Nassau， 是啊，我就生在那个地方。
So I don't want to do all the history because we'll lose the main topic of today.
我不会整个讲这个历史，因为如果讲的话会失去了我们今天的主题。
But my father came from one of the famous Greek islands, famous, world famous for sponge diving.
因为我的父亲他是从这个希腊有个岛屿，他们是以这种叫做海绵潜水著名的地方。
And my grandfather was an international salesman.
那我的祖父他是一个就是全世界跑国际性的一个销售员。
That's my father's father.
这是我父亲的父亲。
My mother's father was a diplomat.
我母亲的父亲是一个外交官。
And he spoke seven languages.
他会讲七种语言。
And it's another story how.My mother's side of the family were living in Smyrna, like in the Bible, Smyrna.
所以这就是为什么像我母亲的他们是就是活在像圣经的士美拿。
And my grandmother was pregnant with my mother.
我的祖母那个时候应该怀了我的母亲。
And The news came where the Turks were coming down in Smyrna and they were killing the Greeks.
那个时候 Turks 他们的人他们是要到了士美拿，他们在杀希腊人。
So there was a Turkish servant who liked my grandparents.
有一个土耳其的仆人，他们喜欢我的这个外祖父母。
And he said, "You need to escape because." Tomorrow or real soon, the Turks are coming and they're killing all the Greeks.
他就告诉我的这个外祖父母说，你们必须离开，因为可能是明天或者是很快的时候，那些土耳其人来，他们就会杀死所有的希腊人。
So they were very wealthy, and my grandmother made belts and put gold in it, gold coins.
所以我的那个外祖母呢，他就做一些。做一些皮带，然后把这个金币就全部放在那个皮带里面。
So the next morning, they got on a boat, and they were in the ocean. They were leaving from Smyrna to escape to Greece.
所以第二天早上呢，他们就上了船，然后要离开士美拿，逃到希腊去。
And my grandfather told the family, "Don't look," because he could see.The Turks taking his land and killing the people.
那我的外祖父就跟他家人说，你们不要这样子东张西望，因为他可以看到那些土耳其人，他们要在占据他们的土地，而且在杀人。
So, I would not be here if the Turk didn't tell my parents to escape.
所以，要不是那个土耳其的仆人告诉他们要离开的话，今天我不会在这里。
So my mother was a little baby inside her mother, and they escaped.
所以那个时候，我的妈妈还是在她的母腹里面，她就那样子逃离了。
So the story is, I think it was 1950 or 1951. That's when my mother met my father. She passed.Through the island of Nassau, Bahamas.
So, I think, 大概是在1951年，我的母亲，就是我母亲跟我父亲见面到的时候呢，因为我母亲她是在正在经过巴哈马的那个首都 Nassau.
My mother was a piano player.
我的母亲她是弹钢琴的。
And my father opened the door
我父亲就把门打开
to some kind of Greek party.
就是他们有希腊人的一个 party.
And my mother walked in and she caught his eye.
然后我的母亲走进来呢那这个就引起了我父亲的注意。
And she played the piano.
然后我的母亲就弹钢琴。
Anyway, they fell in love, they got married.
然后呢他们就恋爱结婚了。
So I have a brother 3 years older than me.
我有一个哥哥比我大3岁。
And he is the number one, he has been the number one tennis player of the Bahamas for many years.
有很多年来他都是这个巴哈马岛的头号的网球选手。
So now let's get more to the music.
好，那我们现在要更多的讲音乐。
When I was 11 years old,
我11岁的时候
there, my mother found out about a Hungarian piano teacher.
我妈妈找到了一个从匈牙利来的钢琴老师
who had moved to the Bahamas.
他搬到了巴哈马。
Actually, she escaped from Hungary.
她是从匈牙利逃出来的。
She was, she was an opera star and very wealthy.
她本来是就是很有名的唱歌剧的而且非常有钱。
And the communists stole everything that she had.
那共产党就把她所有的一切都偷走了。
And so she ended up on the island of the Bahamas.
所以后来她就在巴哈马落脚。
So my mother made contact with her to say, well, John and Elias, my brother John and me, she wanted her to teach her son's piano.
所以我妈妈就跟这个匈牙利来的钢琴老师联络了，就说我的两个儿子，就是我的哥哥跟我，我妈妈希望他能够教我们弹钢琴。
So after every lesson, she would write with God, those two words, with God, with God.
所以在每一次上课之后呢，她都会说with God, 就是跟上帝在一起。
And I took lessons until I was 18 years old.
我就跟她上课一直上到18岁。
And 18 years old was when I left the Bahamas to go to school in America.
18岁的时候我离开巴哈马然后就到美国上学。
So now, this is where things begin. I know we're here to talk more about worship and not my testimony, but there's a few things that will really help.
这就是一切的开始。虽然我知道我们要讲的是不是讲我个人的历史，而是讲关于敬拜，但是讲前面先讲这些东西会有些帮助。
So about that time, as soon as I came to America in 1972, I was having visitations of the Holy Spirit within the first month.
我1972年到美国，从第一个月开始呢，我就有圣灵的造访。
I wasn't seeking God.
我那个时候没有在寻求神。
But I had many visitations of God.
我有神多次造访我。
The day I got saved, in the morning, I had a very powerful dream from God. It was a dream.
在我得救的那天早上，我有从神来一个非常强的梦，那是一个梦。
And in the dream or vision, I'm not sure what to call it.
在那个梦或者说是意象，我不晓得到底是说那个是梦还是一个意象。
But suddenly the dream, I saw two roads. And one road went this way, one road went that way.
忽然之间在那梦里面我看到有两条路，一条路是往一边走，另外一条路是另外一个方向。
And I knew I had to choose one of the roads.
我知道我必须在这两条路当中做一个选择。
Suddenly, I looked up in the sky, and there were messages from God to me, numbered 1 to 10.
忽然之间，我就抬头看到天上有神给我的一个信息，就是有那个数字从一到十。
I was reading the first message.
我在读第一个信息。
And suddenly, it happened quickly. I heard behind me, to my left, I heard the voice of my piano teacher who had died.
忽然之间呢，就在我的左后方，我听到一个声音，就是我已经过世的那个钢琴老师的声音。
Her name was Mrs. Pito.
她的名字，她是叫 Peter.
A Hungarian person.
她是一个匈牙利来的人。
And I looked and I saw her in a beautiful white robe.
然后我就看到她是穿了一件很漂亮的白袍。
And even her voice was sounded like an opera singer.
哦，她的声音听起来就像是一个唱歌剧的人。
She didn't sing it, but she said, "Oh, Hosanna!"
她没有唱，但她就这样说，她就说何塞纳。
And then I turned and looked, and then I couldn't see the other 9 messages, but there was a bright light.
我就看不到其他的信息，我只看到一个很亮的光。
And I fell to the ground.
我就倒在地上。
And my head turned to the left, and I saw the Holy Spirit like a river.Coming towards me.
然后我就往左边看，我就看到圣灵像个江河一样，就这样子的要流到我这里。
And then the Holy Spirit came on me in this dream.
然后在这个梦里面呢，圣灵就降在我的身上。
And I woke up.
我醒过来了。
And I was looking at my chest. He was right here.
那我就是看我的胸口啊，圣灵就在这里。
And with my eyes, I could see the Holy Spirit, just like I did in the dream.
我的眼睛就可以看到圣灵，就是在我的梦里面。
It was like gold and silver water, like glass, in front of me, and I saw that.
就像是金色、银色的玻璃就在我的面前，我就看见这个。
And so God was right here.
所以神就在这里。
And I looked at him and I said, "God, you are real."
所以我就看着这个，我就说，神啊，你是真的。
So I started crying.
我就开始哭泣。
And I cried so much that I went to the showers. I cried. I was just crying so much.
我哭得很厉害，然后我后来去淋浴，我还是在哭。
So I knew that my piano teacher.Prayed me into the kingdom of God.
所以我就知道是我的钢琴老师，他为我祷告，让我能够进入神的国。
And I will tell her thank you when I see her.
当我看见她的时候，我会跟她说谢谢你。
So, in my salvation, I started meeting other Christians.
在我得救的时候，我就开始有接触到其他的基督徒。
This is 1972.
那是1972年。
And during that time, there was a move of the Spirit in America.
在那个时候，美国有一波圣灵的运行。
You know, they called it the Jesus Movement.
他们就称那个为耶稣运动。
And the Holy Spirit, the presence was very strong.
那个同在很强。
And I got invited to a Bible study group.
那他们人们就邀请我去参加一个查经班。
So we were maybe 6 people, 8, not many people.
所以我们差不多有六到八个人，人不多。
And there was someone with a guitar.
有人在弹吉他。
And the way we did worship was there were no plans, no list.
那我们那个时候敬拜的方式是没有计划啊，没有那个歌单的。
And what developed over the months was someone felt like singing a song and they would just start it and then the guitarist would join.
那个时候我们发展出一个方式，就是说，有人觉得想要唱一首歌呢，然后其他的人就加入，然后吉他也开始弹，就是大家就开始一起唱。
It was similar to the stories of what you, maybe you've heard of the Welsh revival, the revival that was in Wales.
这或许跟大家有听说过的威尔斯大复兴是类似的。
Evan Roberts.Was one of the main evangelists at that time.
那个时候主要的布道家叫做 Evan Roberts.
And the story is that many times there wasn't enough room in the building, but people were outside.
就是在威尔斯大福音的时候，他们那个时候场地没有办法容纳够多的人，所以很多人是在外头。
And the story is that.Many times the song would start outside in the street.
那个时候的故事是呢，往往那个歌是从外面，从街上开始。
And it would flow and work into the building.
然后那歌呢会这样子涌流，然后就进到了这个屋子里面。
And there, if there were musicians, they would hear music out, people singing outside, and they would wait for the song to move inside the building.
如果有乐器手的话，他们在里面，他们就会等那个外面的歌声开始，让那歌声再进到里面。
So 1972, 1973, the Bible study group it built.
所以1972年到73年间呢，我们那个查经班就开始增长。
And the spontaneous worship, it just continued like that. That's how I learned.
所以呢，我们还是继续那样子自发的敬拜哈。我就是从那里开始学习的。
Yeah, so we would have a guitarist.
所以我们会有一个吉他手。
And then eventually another guitarist.
后来还有另外一个吉他手。
But a lot of the times they didn't lead the music.
那很多时候他们并不是在带领那个音乐。
And we would sing scriptures. We would sing scriptures. That's how I learned a lot of the Bible.
我们也会来唱经文歌。我是就这样学了很多的圣经。
So that's how I learned the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit with worship. That the Holy Spirit is the leader and not the musician.
OK, 这就是我怎么样学会了在敬拜中是圣灵是他是主领的，而不是这个我们带敬拜的人。
So now, music was strong in my life.
音乐在我的生命中是很强的。
So, my piano, they told me that if I would have kept going, I could have been a concert pianist.I was pretty good.
我过去也有人曾经跟我讲过，如果我继续往这个钢琴这方面发展的话，有一天我可能变成一个钢琴演奏家。
I played Bach, Mozart, and Franz Liszt, and all. I played those things.
我会弹巴哈，还有莫扎特、李斯特这些。Yeah.
But I couldn't bring my piano from the Bahamas with me to go to university in Alabama, so I taught myself the guitar.
但是我从巴哈马要到美国来上大学的时候，我没有办法带着钢琴来，所以我就自学吉他。
So I had a good ear for music.
所以我对音乐有很好的听觉。
So I started playing the guitar, and I improved rapidly.
所以我就开始弹吉他，而且进步得很快。
I need to back up to 1972 one more time.
我需要再回头讲1972年。
Not long after I got saved.
在我得救不久之后。
I was in my dormitory room and I was resting in bed.
我在我宿舍的房间，我躺在床上休息。
I can't remember if I was sleeping or not. I really can't.
我不记得我当时有没有在睡觉。
But suddenly, I was caught up to heaven.
但忽然之间我就被带到天上。
And I went to heaven, and I was in a music room.
我到天上的时候，我就在一个音乐室里面。
Now that I'm older and I look back, I'm wondering if it's my studio.
我现在比较老了，我回顾这件事情，我就在想说，这是不是我的工作室？
Because now I do have a studio in my room.
因为我现在是有一个音乐工作室。
You know, I have 3 guitars, 5 keyboards.
You know, 我有三把吉他，有五台 keyboard.
I have. If you see my studio, you'll go So I try not to put it too much on YouTube, so they don't come and rob my house.
所以我就试着不要把这个放在 YouTube 上面，那边有人来抢。
So I was in heaven.
所以我那个时候被带到天上。
And this is 1972.
那是1972年的事。
I never had a computer.
那个时候我没有电脑。
I didn't know what digital media was.
我也不晓得那些数据的那种媒体怎么用。
But you know the early days with Windows Media Player? You know, you would see music like this?
你知道在早期这个叫 Media Player 是什么东西？
That's what I saw in heaven, in the music room.
那就是我在天上的那个音乐工作室里面看到的东西。
You can see the music.
你可以看见音乐。
And it's beautiful colors.
而且是有很漂亮的颜色。
The colors in heaven there are more colors in heaven than the colors here in this earth.
在天上的颜色比在地上的要多。
And you can watch it, and it was moving, it was alive.
而且那个是在动的，是活的。
You know? And I could hear the angels singing such perfect pitch, perfect.
我可以听到那个天使在歌唱，他们的音准都是很完美的。Yeah.
And when you hear it, you don't just hear it, you feel it. It moves in you and through you. The music comes into you.
所以你不只是听到，而且那个音乐好像会进到你的里面，而且是透过你能够流动出来的。
You know, that's why sometimes church people don't understand a real musician who is anointed by God. Because it's a different realm.
这就是为什么有时候教会里面的人不明白一个真正被神高抹的乐器手是怎么样，因为那是一个不同的领域。
I feel it now just talking about it.
我现在一边谈我都可以感受到。
But you know, when you get into worship, even although you're not a musician, when you're worshiping, you forget about yourself and you feel God, but you feel the music. I mean,
即使你不是乐器手，但是当你在敬拜的时候，你就感受，你就忘了你自己，你就感受到神，然后感受到这个音乐。
Music is alive. It has a life to it. It's
音乐是有生命的。
Anyway, the way this ended was an angel was in front of me.And there was a piano, and I knew that 4 people could play it.
那个时候有个天使，就是在我的梦里面有个天使在我的面前，然后也有一台钢琴，然后我知道可以四个人弹。
And the angel walked by the piano and stroked the piano like this.
然后，
as it walked by.
天使他从那个琴旁边经过，然后他就这样子用手来摸那个琴。
So the angel loved the instrument.
对。天使也很喜欢这个乐器。
One more thing I can say is I looked on the wall and I saw many instruments with different shapes.
我还可以讲一点，就是当我在梦里面看到那个墙上，我看到有很多不同形状的乐器。
And one instrument was in the shape of a human heart.
有一个乐器的形状就像人的心脏一样。
And I looked at it And instantly, just by looking at it, I knew how to take it down. I knew how to hold it and play it. Just instantly, I knew how to hold it.
我光是看的那个就是像心脏形状的乐器，我就知道我可以怎么样拿来，然后去弹奏。
So with worship, in the deep realms of worship to God, there is a place where you don't need anybody to teach you anything. By instinct, you know what God loves, and you do it.
所以在跟神很深的敬拜里面，就是你就是会知道哦，怎么样来敬拜，你不需要任何人来教你。
So, for some reason, I really liked the sound of a 12-string guitar.
Oh, 我很喜欢那个十二弦的吉他。
So I started singing new songs to the Lord.
所以我就开始跟主唱新歌。
And the guitar, I got good at the guitar.
Oh, 我也很擅长弹吉他。
So now worship was one of the biggest things for me.
所以敬拜对我来说是最大的事情。
At that time, I was just 19, 20 years old. I was not a preacher yet, you know.
我那时候大概只有19、20岁，我还不是传道人。
So the way I spent time with God was I loved getting on my knees and I worshipped on my knees with the guitar.
所以我那个时候喜欢跟神共处的方式就是我会跪在地上弹吉他。
And I did that for hours and hours. That's how I grew up in the Lord.
然后我一次就是好几个小时，那我在主里面就是这样子成长的。
So, I made a covenant with God to spend at least 3 hours with him every morning.
我跟神立了一个约，就是每天早上至少有三个小时的时间跟他在一起。
Now, I was young and energetic. I could wake up at 3 and I could do it.
我那个时候年轻精力旺盛，我可以早晨三点起来就这样做。
But 6 years later, when I started working, I graduated from college, it became really difficult.
但是六年之后我从学校毕业，要这样做就觉得很困难。
And so I asked God to release me. Could you release me from the covenant that we made?
所以我就是跟神说，神啊，我当初跟你立的约，你现在可不可以释放我了
？Because physically it's hard.
因为就身体来说是很困难的。
In 1978, I got married, and my wife and I we left the church we were in.
1978年我跟我的太太结婚，我们就离开了原先的教会。
And there, I don't need to get into it, but there were some things and teachings in the church, and it just wasn't good. And I became very sad because when I left my country, I committed my life to the church.
细节我就不讲，但是我离开的时候是蛮伤心的，因为当我离开巴哈马的时候，我来到这个国家，我就将我的生命都就是在那个就是委身在那个教会里面。
Back then, there was a movement. It was the teaching on it was called covering.
那个时候有一个教导就是讲到遮盖。
And I was there when it started.
我当那个教导开始的时候，我就在那个教会里面。
I knew how it started, I knew how it went bad, and I knew how it destroyed the church.
我知道那个是怎么开始的，后来它怎么样， 变坏了，而且怎么样摧毁了那个教会。
So I was still working hard. It's 1978.
1978年，我那时候还是在努力工作。
And for the year of 1978, I didn't have a church that I knew where do I go to.
所以那一年呢，我不晓得我不认识哪个教会是我可以去的。
But I went harder with God.
但是我就更加的在神的面前努力。
And for that year, I worshipped and prayed 6 to 10 hours a day for the whole year.
那一整年呢，我每天敬拜祷告神大概有6到8个小时一整年。
And I went back to my guitar and on my knees.
然后我又继续的跪在地上弹吉他。
And what started happening was the Holy Spirit.I remember one morning I got on my knees and I started strumming my guitar.
我记得有一天早上我跪下来开始弹吉他。
And suddenly my head turned and I could see through the walls of my house.
忽然之间当我转过头我可以穿透我们家的墙壁能够看见。
And I saw the Holy Spirit outside and I could see him coming to me outside.And I knew he was going to come through the window.
那我可以看到圣灵在外面他要走进来而且他要穿透这个窗户。
And I'm worshiping with my guitar. And he came through the window and I could see him physically. Not in the spirit, physically see him.
那我一边在弹吉他敬拜然后我就看到圣灵他穿过这个窗户进来了。我是实质的看到他而不只是说在灵里看见。
And he came on me, and it was easy to stay 10 hours with God. It was easy.
那他降在我身上，那时候要跟神在一起十小时很容易。
And I would have visitations where the Holy Spirit would physically come like that to me, just like when I got saved.
哦，我会有圣灵这样子的造访我。那就像我得救的时候一样。
So, worship and music was my foundation with God. This was my foundation with God.
所以敬拜跟音乐就是我在神面前的根基。
So in the meetings, when sometimes I lead worship,It's my world. It's what I know. It's what I learned.
所以在聚会当中，有时候我带敬拜，其实那个就是我的世界，也是我所学会的东西。
And when I get in that dimension, it's heavenly. I just flow in it. You know.
当我进到那个领域的话，我就是在一个属天的领域里面，我就是在当中能够流动。
So then my ministry opened up. I started traveling a lot.
那后来神就为我开了服事的门，我就有很多的出外旅行。
In 1999, I was opening up another office in Canada. And I had a list of 37 people who wanted to travel with me.
哦，我1999年的时候也在加拿大开始有一个办公处。哦，我有一个名单，那名单上有37个人，他们都愿意跟我去到处的，就是巡回的服侍。
Musicians, singers.
哦，有唱一起的敬拜的服侍，有乐器手啊，还有歌唱的。
I did my first CD album in 1996.
我的第一张那个 CD 唱片就是1996年发行的。Yeah.
And so I was traveling, selling my music and my books, and it was very good.
那我那个时候就在旅行，然后就是服侍，然后也在卖书，也做得很好。
But in 1999, my first wife got very sick.
但1999年的时候，我的第一任妻子她病得很厉害。
And she had a surgery, and it was 15 inches they cut. to take out infection.
哦，他就在这个肚子上切了一刀呢，长15寸，哦，就是为了把里面那个发炎的东西给拿掉。
And it was such a big cut that they cut nerves where her legs weren't working anymore, so she couldn't walk.
因为他那个那一刀开得很深，所以呢就切到了神经，他的脚就没办法走路了。
So I had to stop ministry, and I took care of her for 12 years.
所以我就必须停止所有的服事，照顾她12年。
And I had a keyboard, and for it stopped working. Something happened with the keys.
哦，我有一台这个keyboard, 但是呢，那它的键盘有一点毛病，就开始不能弹了。
So I had to play only guitar, and I got very good at the guitar.
然后，所以我就只有吉他可以弹。那我后来吉他弹得很好。
So.There were times that some people remembered me, and they would send us money to help. That's how we survived.
那也有 you know? 也有一些我过去服侍的人，他们想到我，然后就会给我一些奉献。我们就是这样子的过来。
Too many miracles. We never asked for money, but God would bring it so that we had enough to eat and live.
哦，我从来不会请人家奉献给我，但是神总是会供应我们。哦，有很太多的神迹，哦，让我们能够这样子，就这样子存活。
But sometimes we would, if someone would send like $2,000, $3,000, my wife started writing a check. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Oh, I want to give someone money." She was a very generous person.
哦，譬如说有时候有人给我们奉献2000啊，或者3000，然后我太太就会写。就会开支票。我说：“哎，你知道干嘛？”他说：“我想要把这个钱给某某人。
”But after eight,
他是一个很慷慨的人。
But after 8 years, I told her, "Please don't give this money away. I'm a keyboard player. I need my keyboard."
但是这样子过了8年之后，我跟我太太说：“你不要再把钱给别人哈，因为我需要我是键盘乐器手，我需要去买一个这个 keyboard。
”So she said, "You're right." So.I got a keyboard, and I was able to get my keyboard again.
所以呢，我就去买了一台 keyboard， 我又能够再弹了。
I'm saying all of these things because I'm getting to a point that's recently God and I talked about.
我讲这一切呢，是因为我开始要讲到，就是一个重点是最近我跟神交谈的。
So my time with God, music, worship, it's still there.
所以我跟神的共处的时候，还有我的跟神的音乐还在那里。
There would be times when Lori was still alive, I would just go into my studio, turn on the speakers, and I would just play, and she would come and sit, and she would just cry for an hour.
当我第二任妻子还在的时候，有时候我就到我的音乐工作室。我就把那个音响打开，然后我就弹我的 keyboard。那我的太太就会进来，就是坐在那里就敬拜，然后就在那边会哭个一个小时。
So now, when you go through things in life, you know, she died in December of 2024.
你们都知道我的这个太太Lori 在2024年12月过世。
And when you're caretaking for a sick person, you can't do things for yourself, you know.
当你在照顾一个生病的人，你没有办法为自己做一些事情。
So after she passed away, I've been able to spend more time in my studio.
她过世之后呢，我可以花更多的时间在我的音乐工作室里面。
Whenever I go on ministry trips like this,
每当我在就是外出服事，像今天这种情况
，I can come here, I can go to mainland China or Taiwan. It doesn't matter where I go.
不管我是去哪里，来这里啊，或者是去大陆啊，或者去台湾。
When I go back to my local church,
当我回到我本地的教会
，They do this to me. Oh, good to see you.
他们就会跟我打招呼，说就拍拍我说，哎。 很高兴看到你。
Can you play piano this Sunday?
你礼拜天可不可以来私琴弹琴
？Yeah. So they don't know much about my ministry.
所以他们对我的侍奉知道的不多。
And I don't advertise it.
我也不做广告。
I quit Facebook 15 years ago.
我15年前就不再上脸书。
I never started TikTok.
我也没有上那个 TikTok.
I never advertised myself.
我从来不为自己做广告。
And also, I had quite a few videos on YouTube, and I took most of them down.
我在 YouTube 上也有也有一些 YouTube 的影片，但是大部分我都把它拿下来了。
I did that mainly.When I started going to mainland China, I wanted to take everything off the internet. So I shut down my website also.
对，主要是因为我那时候开始去中国，那我就希望在网络上，尽量没有我的任何东西。
So unless people know a connection, it's hard to find me. They can't find me.
除非有人，跟一些人有一些连接，不然的话他们不容易找到我。
So now here's the point.
所以我要讲这个重点。
When I was reading about the churches in the book of Revelation,
当我在读启示录里面所讲的教会
，and the angels that.God used to send the messages to the church.
就是神用一些使者把这个信息传给教会。
And they took the words of Jesus, and for each church, there was a commendation. I commend you for this, but then there was also a rebuke.
对每个教会都有称赞的话，也有责备的话。
And I don't know how it says it in the Chinese Bible, but in the English Bible, Jesus said, "This is good, but I have this against you."
在那个圣经里面就讲说，你们这是好的，但是我有一件事情要责备你们的。
So I thought about that, and I said, "What? Jesus, you love me." How can you have something against me? You know.
我就在想说，耶稣，你爱我，但是你有什么事情是你要责备我的呢
？So I said, Lord, if it's in the Bible that you can have something against your people, then I'm going to study everything you said you're against, and I don't want one of those in my life.
所以我就跟主说，主啊，既然你会在圣经里面对那些教会有所责备的事情，那我要好好的研读你所责备的每一件事情。我不希望我的生命中有那你所责备的任何一件事。
So now, here we go.
好，所以现在
，One of the things that really came out to me was one of the.First churches he talked to.
对我来说最凸显的就是耶稣跟所讲的第一个教会。
And he said, "I have this against you that you have left your first love."
就讲到就是耶稣责备他们，就是说他们离弃了起初的爱。
But I want you to go back to the first things.
但是我要你们回到那个起初的爱
that you used to do that I loved.
就是我要你们回到你们起初所行的。
Let me. I feel like I really need to find this. I think it's in chapter 2. Yeah, verse 4. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4.
启示录第二章第四节。Read it.
Yeah.
启示录二章四节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
And then let's read verse 5.
我们再看第五节，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Now the beginning of verse 5, I think it's stronger.For people who have actually fell away from a relationship with God. So I don't feel that applied to me.
我想第五节来讲，它比较强烈的是在指出，就是说跟神已经失去那个关系，从那里跟那个从关系当中坠落的。那我觉得这个并不适用于我。
But the words that really came to me was, "Do the deeds you did at first."
但是真正会打到我的心的，就是说讲说你要行起初所行的事。
And it was like Jesus said to me, I know you can get busy.
就好像耶稣在跟我说，我觉得你可能会很忙碌。
You're single now without a wife.
神跟我说，你现在是单身的，你没有太太。
So it's easy to talk to me all day.
所以你现在很容易一整天就跟我说话。
You know, people say, make sure you spend time alone with God.
人们会说，你要确定你每天要有跟神独处的时间。
I don't have to discipline myself.
在这方面我自己不需要什么纪律。
I do work in my yard.
我在我的院子里面工作。
And I talk to Jesus when I get up the ladder, help me not fall.
然后我拿梯子，我就会跟耶稣说，哎，你帮助我，让我不要摔下来。
Or when I'm cooking.
或是当我在做菜的时候。
Sometimes he'll tell me, don't put too much salt. Okay. You know.
神也会跟我说，不要放太多盐。我说好。
So we, Jesus and I, we talk like this.
所以我跟耶稣就是这样的交谈。
And so when I'm in a meeting.And I have a word, and I see someone. It's only because he's still talking to me. That's all.
所以我在聚会里面，有时候我会给某个人有一些话语，是因为耶稣还一直在跟我说话。
Do the deeds you did at first.
这边圣经上讲到说，行起初所行的事。
So I said, Lord, in the 70s and 80s, I was younger.
我就跟主说，主啊，在七零年代还有八零年代的时候，我比较年轻。
I said my knees were stronger.
我的膝盖那时候比较强。
I said, I'll try it, but I don't know if I can do 3 hours like I used to.
我说我会尝试的去做，但我不晓得我能不能像过去一样，就是跪在地上三个小时。
So recently, I just started again.To try, and I would get my guitar and I would get on my knees, and the Spirit would come and I would start to cry, and He would say, that's how you started. Don't forget this.
所以我最近又开始跪在地上弹吉他，然后我就开始哭泣，然后呢，神就跟我说，你当初就是这样开始的。
And so the Lord understands that I'm older.So when my knees get tired in 20 minutes or half an hour, I say, Lord, I'll play the piano where I can sit.
主知道我现在比较老了，当我这个跪在地上二十分钟或者半个小时哦，开始这个有点酸痛了。然后主说没有关系，我就去弹 keyboard。
So with me and God, it doesn't have to be works.You must stay on your knees for 3 hours, 10 hours. Do it again, you know.
所以我跟神之间，这不是一个工作哦，不是说哦，你一定要跪在地上，要跪多少个小时，不是这样子的。
So it's not the hours on the knees, but it's to remember the connection I had with God from when I was young, and don't lose that connection.
Yeah, 所以重点不是在乎我跪在地上几个小时，而是在乎说我当初跟神之间的是怎么样的连接，跟神的关系，就是不要失去了跟上帝之间那个连接。
So sometimes, you know, people ask me, what time do I go to bed? What time do I wake up?
所以有时候有人会问我说，我晚上是几点睡觉，早上几点起床？
I have no one else in the house to ask me to do anything or to bother anybody.
我现在家里没有别人，我没有人会要我做什么，我也不必去这个干扰别人。
So I can wake up at 3 in the morning.
所以我有可能清晨三点钟醒了。
And I'll play till 5 or 6 o'clock, and I'll cry and worship, and then just go back to bed.
然后呢，我可能就弹琴啊，在那边敬拜神啊，哭泣啊，到5、6点，然后我又再去睡回笼觉。
So this is my story.
所以这是我,
some of it.
这是我一部分的故事。
And this is why worship to me, whenever I go to a church and the worship leader says, let's enter into his presence.
每当我进到一个教会，当带敬拜的人，他会说，哦，我们要进入他的同在。
I hear that and it's almost like, why are you saying that?
哦，就我当我听到人家这样说的时候，我会说，哎，你们为什么要这样说呢？
I was already, I didn't jump out of his presence at the house. I'm already in the presence. So we shouldn't enter his presence, we should come with his presence.
并不是说我出门了，然后呢，我就跳出来，不在神的同在中。所以神是一直跟我们同在，所以我们不是说我们要进入神的同在，而是我们要带着他的同在来。
So some of these things that are said by worship leaders, sometimes it's okay, but you know how people say, come on, we need to pursue God, we need to run after God.
你知道带敬拜的人，或者说有时候人，有人会说，哦，我们需要来这个快跑跟随神，我们需要来追求神。
I don't know what that means.
我不知道那是什么意思。
Because long time ago, I told God, I said, I want to be like Enoch.
因为很久以前我就跟神说，神，我想要像以诺一样。
I want to just walk with you.
我就想要与你同行。
So why do I have to pursue God when I'm walking? I'm already walking with him.
如果我早就是跟神同行的话, 那我为什么要去追求他?
So worship is a way, it's not just for worship leaders, but every Christian, one of the first things in their life should be just being with God and worshiping him. And when you hear words like let's enter or let's run after God, it sounds like it's doesn't sound right to you.
哦，所以不只是对于带敬拜的人，而是说每一个信主的人，你就是应该是在敬拜神与神同行的。所以，哦，当我们讲说这个要是追求神啊，或者说你要进入神的同在，这个听起来是不对的。
So when I was here last time, I remember, was it a Friday night we did the worship? You were playing, right?
上次在的时候是礼拜五晚上。
The Friday night.
白老师就是在弹琴。
Yeah, but she does a good job, doesn't she?
Yeah, yes.
Because you know the keys, the transition, and your worship team, one of the reasons I felt comfortable doing it with you, because I knew that spirit was on you and the team.
哦，我为什么能够觉得很能够做，就是那天的敬拜能够这样子很自然，我觉得能够这样做是因为我们的敬拜团还有这个乐器手都是有高模的。Yeah,
and the congregation.
还有会众。
Now, do you play the keyboard on the side? Are you the one? Yes, you're on the this side over here.
对，瑞智是在右边弹 keyboard. Yes.
You know, you really do a good job. You know, a lot of people don't know what you do.
他说很多人不晓得那个睿智传道在做什么。 No. Yes.
But she plays, and you pick a different sound, some, like a synthesizer or strings, to complement, and you do it where people don't notice it. They don't know, but if you quit playing, we'll feel the difference.
他讲到认知传道谈的哦，就是他是谈那个弹 keyboard 嘛，当那个白老师在主奏的时候呢，他会补上一些弦乐啊，或者是合成的乐器。一般人不会注意到，可是如果你没有，如果睿智传道没有谈的话，人家就会注意到那个不一样了。
So, see, maybe I'm the first guest speaker that ever says things like this to the team, but that's why God has me here.
或许我是这个外来的讲员，唯一讲这个话的人，但是或许就是因为这个缘故，所以神让我在这里。
It's important to hear from someone outside. I mean, you're my family, but as an outsider, not a member, you know, like I don't attend this church, to be able to see these things and feel them. Now, when you do that, and you're behind me, I can feel it. And when I look at the people, the way they enter in,This worship team, you really have something. You have something special.
所以有时候神就是要借着一个我外来的人，虽然你们也是我的家人，就是但神要借着一个外来的人告诉你们这个。所以当我在前面在唱的时候，我觉得你们真的是在我的背后，就是这样子支持着我。那然后当然，然后你就看着下面的会众，就所以我觉得你们这个敬拜团真的是很特别的。
And it's very skillful, and I'm so.Grateful to God for it.
而且你们的技巧也非常的好，我为了这个，真的是非常的向神献上我的感恩呢。
And so, one of the things that I have noticed about this church, and I told Pastor Ted and Pastor Jean yesterday, and I think maybe I've said it before, is somehow in this church there is a spirit of excellence.
就是我昨天有跟黄牧师师母讲到聊天的时候讲到说我觉得我注意到在这个教会有一个卓越的灵
OK
卓越
I travel a lot
我旅行的很多
I've been involved with music since I'm 11 years old
我从11岁开始就接触到音乐
I'm able to see good music and skill.
我能够看到好的音乐还有技巧。
So what God has blessed you in this church is with, there is a spirit of excellence.
所以神祝福你们就是在这个教会有个卓越的灵。
Look at this building,
就像
where we are.
就是我们看到现在我们这个房子。
Everything is clean.
一切都很干净。
Everything works good.
看起来都很好。
The parking lot in the church looks clean.
然后教会的停车场看起来也很干净。
Somebody takes care of the landscaping.
然后那些种植的植物啊，什么都弄得很好。
The carpets are clean.
地毯是干净的。
The seats are clean.
位置座位都是干净。
Your leaders in church, they all dress good.
你们教会的这个领袖通通都穿得很好。
It's a reflection that we're serving a king, and we want to respect the king.
这就是反映了我们在侍奉这位王那我们也想要表达对他的尊重。
So, I would say that as a brother, I commend you for your excellence, and.I will say this, the anointing that I feel with your music is you bring the presence of God with you. You don't get it on the stage. You already had it before you came. And I can feel the difference.
所以我可以说，我一个弟兄，我会称赞你们的卓越。那还有就是你们的恩膏不是说你上台的时候才有，而是说你是带着你的这个恩膏来服侍。
Yeah. So we all understand the limits of time.
我们都知道时间的限制。
People have to work.
人们要工作。
Really.Unless there is a revival,
除非有复兴。
People need to go home, sleep, and go to work the next day.
不然的话，人都是需要回家睡觉，第二天要去上班的。
Sunday morning, you need to let people go to lunch. We should.
那主日早上呢，也人们也需要去吃午餐。
We can't worship every Sunday for 6 hours, you know.
礼拜天早上没有办法说来敬拜六个小时。
God knows that.
神知道这一点。
But it's the quality of what we do when we do it.
但是重要的是，我们做这件事情的时候，我们所做出来的品质。
I think you have a special blessing where you have leaders that understand something about worship and music.
我想你们有一个祝福，就是你们的领袖们知道这个敬拜。
My church that I attend in Florida, for years we are suffering with worship.
我在佛罗里达我所去的那个教会呢，有很多年来我们在这个敬拜方面都相当的受苦。
We have lost musicians. Some of the people leading now, their chords are.It's just so basic that when they play and I'm playing with them, I go, no, 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 you should hit a seventh. Don't go there. Hit the seventh first, you know.、you know, and the chords are just,
哦，在我那个教会里面，就是说有一些这个乐器手啊，他们真的是很不擅长啊。比如说在弹奏的时候，我跟他说：“哦，不对啊，你这个弹的不对啊、嗯，应该是弹别的。”
So the skill in the worship is really important.
所以在敬拜当中的技巧是非常重要。
I considered if I wasn't traveling so much, I was considering teaching music lessons in my church.
如果我不是那么常要外出服事的话，那我会考虑说在我的教会里可以教一些音乐。
When my first wife was ill and I was caretaking her,
当我第一任妻子生病，然后我在照顾她的时候
，I was the worship leader in a Spanish church.
我是在一个
for 3 years.
讲西班牙语的教会，我是做敬拜主领有3年的时间。
So my Spanish got very good.
所以我的西班牙语就变得很好了。
And I taught the young people. I taught some how to play keyboards, and I taught one person how to a young man to play the guitar. And he actually went to. I said to him, "If you listen to me." In 3 months, people won't believe how good you will be. And he listened to everything, and he did good, played, and he went to school, music school.
我曾经教出一个弹键盘的，还有教一个弹吉他的，我就跟他们说，如果你就是好好听我的3个月，那你就会有进步很大。后来其中有一个人呢，他就是这样子，后来还去上了音乐学校。
So how many worship teams do you have?
所以你们有几个敬拜团 ？Four or five? Four. 有四个 ，four groups.
You have four groups.
But the musicians are just the singers. Just the singer.
Four leaders. Yeah, but some like musicians are overlapping.
Yeah. So would you say you need more musicians, like more guitarists, or maybe flute or saxophone?Does someone want to ask me anything?
大家有没有什么想要问的？你可以用中文问，然后我翻译，或是你自己要用英文问也可以。
可以问哪方面的问题？
就敬拜，今天是敬拜主的，所以我们以敬拜为主。
So I have a question. So,
yeah.
How does worship?
大声一
点。How does worship, if there's any, I mean, like, really helps you deliver any sermon at all? I mean, is there a
worship?
Let me. 你自己要不要用中文讲一下？ Yeah. 讲一下你的问题。
That's. 敬拜跟这个正道之间有什么样的关系？或者说，敬拜能够对正道带来什么样正面的影响？
That's a very good question because worship is it's an inner disposition.
What do you mean by disposition?
It's a condition that you feel. Your spirit is in a certain condition inside.
就是在
to the Lord.
敬拜的时候，就是你的心里面就是在某一种就是对准神的状态。
Mm-hmm. So worship is like this, and it's not to people, and it's not through people, but it's like this.
所以敬拜呢，就是说是你的方向是向着神的哦，不是向着人，也不是透过人的。
So when I teach, or when I minister the Holy Spirit, I must not leave that condition, because in here, the attention is to please God.And if you keep it, when you teach, it's to please God, not people. And when you minister in the Spirit, it's to please God and not people. And one of the things I talked a little bit to them about is when people are hungry for God, and they're in front of you, maybe you've never had a speaker say this, but I feel I should say it.
May I translate that first part first? 那说就是说，当你在敬拜的时候，你的心是向着神的。同样的，当你在教导，还有你在在那个圣灵的服事当中，你应该你的心还是继续是一个服事，你是继续是对准神的。好，那接下来他要讲的就是说，当他接下来讲的是另外一个主题，就是当你在服事的时候，他说可能一般人也没有听过我这样说哦，就是当人们是很渴慕的 ，you just mentioned when people are hungry for God, yeah.
So.When people are hungry for God, there is a secret place where a minister can take advantage of the people who are hungry.
就是当人们渴慕神的时候，一个服事的人他有个秘密的地方，那个服事的人他有可能利用了那些渴慕的人。
And I will explain what that means.
我会跟大家解释这是什么意思。
When you're worshiping God, you know you cannot impress Him.
当你在敬拜神的时候，你会觉得说，哦，你会知道你没有办法因此而加深对神对你的印象。
God has angels that sing better than us.
神有天使唱得比我们好。
There are.Probably the elders play better than we do, but
可能那些天上的长老呢，他们弹奏的也比我们好。
So God doesn't want to be impressed; He wants to be loved.
所以神并不是要我们让他觉得印象深刻，而是他希望的是我们爱他。
So you are free in worship to impress people; it's not there.
所以在聚会里面并不是说你的敬拜并不是要让人们印象深刻。
But when you're teaching and ministering the Holy Spirit, especially if people are visibly touched by the power of God.
但当你在教导或者在圣灵当中的服事，特别是如果有人是你是被神触摸，是眼睛看得见的。
You know, like if I put my hand like this and someone shakes and they fall.
哦，譬如说我的手这样子伸出来，然后有人呢就是身体开始有抖动啊，然后倒了。
Hungry people.Want God, and they can open up their spirits. They can open up to want God, but they open up to trust the minister.
哦，那些渴慕神的人呢？他们是向着神渴慕，但是他们也会向着那个服事的人敞开。
So when God does something powerful, it makes.You look good.
所以当神做了一些很有能力的事情呢，会让你这个服事的人看起来好。
And what I told the years ago, I told the Lord, I've seen ministers. Honestly, I've seen ministers that God anoints, and people are powerfully touched.
其实我多年来看到很多就是被神膏抹的人。哦，他们的服事很有能力，那人们也是被神触摸。
And I don't know why. Sometimes I just feel like they are rude.
我不晓得为什么，但是有时候我就会觉得他们很粗鲁。
You know, like I told you to stand there, not there.
就说，譬如说，常常会说，我告诉你，你要在那边，你不要在那边。
You know what I mean?
你知道我的意思吗？
And the person receiving is very insulted, humbled, because it's in front of a crowd.
哦，那个领受的人呢，他其实就有点被侮辱了，因为是在大众的面前。
And they feel, oh, I'm sorry, God, I didn't mean anything wrong. Where do you want me to stand? Oh, okay.
所以他们就会觉得说啊，神啊，对不起啊，我不是有意在冒犯你了，但是我到底应该要站在哪里
？So he ministers, and the power can still move, and they fall.
所以那样子的传道人他服事的时候呢，仍然可能有能力，然后人们可能还是会倒下去。
They get healed.
啊，得医治了。
Nobody sees anything except the Holy Spirit.
没有人看到任何东西，除了圣灵以外。
And the Holy Spirit, what do we learn? It says love in 1 Corinthians 13. It says love is not rude.
哦，就是在哥林多前书十三章有讲到爱是什么不张狂。
And I see some ministers, they just sometimes they just rude.
我看到有一些服事人就是非常的张狂。
I don't want to name them.It's not my place to be their judge.
我不想指名哦，我也不是要去论断他们。
In Corinthians, Paul taught us, don't judge anything before the time.
保罗教导我们说，时候未到，就是说我们不要去论断。
And I see them, they come to the pulpit.And they speak to their own workers that travel with them. Where's my Bible? Where's my water?
我看到那些是传道人哦，他们就在讲台上，然后就跟他同工说：“我的圣经在哪里？我东西在哪里？”他就是这样很凶。
And I say, you will never lay hands on me, never.
我说，我就会想说，这样的人，我绝对不会要你帮我按手。
And I'm going to tell you, this is happening in ministries. It's happening now.
我跟你们讲，这样的事情发生在很多人的侍奉当中。
So his question was very powerful, because if we can take this worship attitude, where we fear God, and we take this condition of spirit, and we take it to ministry.Everything is for God in His glory.
哦，所以他刚刚的问题是很好的。所以就是说，如果我们在服事，就在讲道的时候，我们仍然带着那种就是 敬畏神的态度。
And then your teaching will flow just like songs flow.
那么你的教导呢，就会这样子的，能够很自然的流动，就是像你的诗歌在那样子涌流一样。
I know that Stephen in Acts, when he was martyred, I know that he was a good worshipper.
我知道在《使徒行传》里面的斯提凡，他殉道的时候，他是一个很好的敬拜者。
Because if you read his sermon before he was stoned, it flows so amazing.
因为如果你读他那个被人家用石头打死之前他的那篇道，他是真的是非常的顺，讲得非常的顺畅。
So I knew whenever he worshipped God, there was a good flow to it. That's a very powerful question.
哦，所以我知道，就是说，就是在敬拜的时候，他在服事的时候也是有圣灵的流，所以这个问题很好。
So, does that make sense about a minister taking advantage of hungry people? Do you understand what I'm saying?
所以就讲到说这个服事的人会怎么样利用了。神 利用人的渴慕会做一些。Do you want to give us an example? Just
another one.
What you told us last night about you told people to stand up.
Oh yeah. I'll give you an example of me years ago.
我跟大家讲一个我自己的例子，就是我刚刚讲到说怎么服事人有怎么样有可能利用了人的渴慕。
I was in a meeting.
很多年前我在带一场聚会。
And God was touching people.
神在触摸很多人。
I mean, rows of people were falling under the power. Everybody was seeing it. They, woo, he's anointed, you know.
人们就这样子一排排倒下来，然后大家都看到了，然后大家都觉得，这个牧师很有恩膏。
So, for a moment, I don't know what happened to me, but I looked at this a front row over here, and it was about maybe six people, and I said, Could you stand up this front row? Could you stand?
我不晓得我当时是怎么回事，但是我就看到，这一排的人差不多有六七个人，我就说，你们可不可以站起来？
And everybody was ready for me.
所以每个人都准备好
了，Boom, you know?
准备好了我要服侍，然后他们就会这样倒下去。
But they stood up.
但他们站起来。
And the Holy Spirit said to me.
圣灵就对我说。
Why did you ask them to do that?
圣就对我说，你为什么叫他们站起来呢？
Oh, you didn't want me to ask. You did. Oh.
我就问圣说，你没有要我叫他们站起来吗？
That was my idea, not your idea.
所以我就跟圣说，这是我自己的主意，不是你的主意。
And yeah, that's right. What are you going to do now?
然后圣说，对，圣就说，那你现在要怎么办？
I said, I know what to do. I said, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake.
然后我说我知道怎么办，我就跟这些人刚刚已经站起来的人说，很抱歉，这个我犯了一个错。
I said, please sit down.
请你们坐下来。
And you know what? They sat down, and I passed the test with God.
你知道吗？当他们坐下来，我通过了神给我的考验。
Now there's a lot more we can get very deep in this. It's not about music and worship, but the music and worship, that same anointing, if you can carry it into ministry, it will really help us stay humble.
就是说，如果我们能够把那种敬拜那个时候的恩膏那种态度一直带到在这话语上的服事，能够让我们保持谦卑。
Everything about worship is not how good we look or even how we feel.
关于敬拜不是在于说我们看起来怎么样，甚至不在于我们的感觉如何。
I will say one of the most when my first wife was in the hospital and she had the tube in her and she couldn't, the oxygen was keeping her alive.
那个当我的第一任妻子住院的时候呢，她要都插管要插氧气。
And I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, please, just take her. Don't let me be responsible to make the decision. Take the tubes out.
我就跟跟主说，主啊，就是请你就带他带领他，就是不要让我做这个要拔管的决定。
Well, the next day, God, the Holy Spirit said, it was a little after 4 o'clock. He said, now.
那
okay.
第二天他说四点之后呢，神就跟我说好 ，OK， 这就是现在。
So I had to tell the nurses to pull the plug and everything. I had to do it.
所以后来我就必须跟那个护士说要给他拔，给我太太拔管。
But the night before,
但是在那个之前的一天晚上
，I got on my knees.
我跪下来。
And I started worshiping with all the pain, with all the sadness. I said, Lord, I don't want to just worship you when everything is good.
那我那时候是非常的痛苦，也很悲伤，但是我就在那边敬拜神。我就跟神说，神啊，我不要只是在我一切都是很好，我没有事情的时候来敬拜你。
And I got on my knees and I was crying and worshiping.
我就在跪在那边敬拜。
And I said to my wife in the hospital, I was at home, but I said, I don't know if you can hear me.
我太太在医院，我那时候在家里面一边敬拜一边哭，然后我就跟我太太说，我说我不晓得你听不听得到我。
But if it's possible with God, I want you to hear me in the hospital and let's worship together before you go.
但是我说在你要这个离开之前呢，我希望你在医院里，我在家里呢，我们能够一起来敬拜上帝。
And I worshipped, and I cried, and I cried. And I had a dog, my dog, he was in the other room.
我就在那边敬拜又哭，然后我有一条狗是在另外一个房间。
And it was like the anointing even got on my dog.
好像那个恩膏甚至也淋到我那条狗的身上。
And he came to me, he knew I was sad. It was like he knew everything.
就好像那条狗，它知道一切，它知道我很难过。
And he put his head down like this. He came to me with his head down.
他就这样子就是到我的旁边，头这样子低下来。
And he pushed his head between my legs like this.
他就把这个头就是伸进我的这个脚那边。
Worship. Worship is very.Very secret. This story, very few people ever hear it.
这个故事我很少跟人家提。
But I believe this condition of worship, it is the foundation of who we are.
但是我相信这种敬拜的状态就是我们这个整个人的根基。
It makes us...where we don't need other people's approval.
就是敬拜使得我们不需要别人的认可。
We don't do anything to impress people.
我们不需要做任何事情来让别人觉得我们很好。
Because we get so close with God.
因为我们跟上帝非常的靠近。
Someone when they come up to you and they touch you.
譬如有人。
Oh!You're so anointed.
譬如有人来拍拍你的肩膀说你真的很有恩膏。
When they say that, you wish they never did it.
当别人这样说的时候，你会希望他们就根本不会这样说。
You don't want to hear those things.
你不想要听到这样的话。
You know, you just want God to get all the glory.
因为你希望是神得到所有的荣耀。
So you have something here good in this church.
所以你们在这个教会里面，你们有好东西。
I actually feel the That spirit is here with all of us now.
其实现在我就觉得圣灵跟我们大家都在一起。
I feel him, Holy Spirit is just touching us all. We feel it.
我觉得圣灵现在就在触摸我们所有的人。
Because there's something about the Holy Spirit that Jesus said. He said, when I'm gone, I will send you the Comforter.
因为耶稣曾经说当我离开了我就要将宝惠师赐给你们。
And what's amazing if we can see it?
如果我们能够看到的话那个真的是很了不起的。
He said, He will glorify me.
他又讲到这个宝惠师他会荣耀我。
John 16:14.
约翰福音16章14节。
So verse 13 talks about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth.
13节讲到真理的圣灵。
And verse 14,
14节,
He shall glorify me.
他要荣耀我。
So what's so amazing, oh my gosh, I thought the Holy Spirit is God, you know?
圣灵就是神。
You know, we sing a song, Father, we love you, we worship and adore. Jesus, we love you, we worship. Spirit, we love you, we worship and adore. Glorify thy name. And now I see this scripture, and I think when I go to the Holy Spirit to glorify his name, he says, look, Jesus said, my job is to glorify him. When the time is right and this world is over, you remember, he'll say, then I will be glorified. But now my job is to glorify Jesus. And we know it's true because Jesus, when he spoke to Mary and the disciples, he says, my time to be glorified has not yet come.
Let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a little bit long. Got lost.
Yeah, that's right.
我们有唱一首歌，就是讲荣耀你圣名。我们有唱这个父神，然后也有唱耶稣，然后也有唱圣灵。那一切呢，都是在荣耀神。所以呢，圣灵来就是要荣耀耶稣，可是耶稣又说他要荣耀父。而耶稣得荣耀的是什么？等他再来的时候，他要得荣耀。
Yeah. You know, so it's interesting. When I pray, like early in the morning or whenever, Father, I come to you through Jesus by his blood. Jesus taught me to pray to you like this. Father, holy is your name.There was never anyone like you. There is no one like you. There will never be anyone like you.
所以当我早晨来祷告神，我就说父神，我是靠着耶稣的宝血来到你的面前啊，无人能够像你，过去没有人像你的。然后呢
？Yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就。
And then I think of where the Father said about Jesus.
然后我就想就是天父讲有关于耶稣的。
Elias, that's good, but I have exalted the name of Jesus above every other name.
就是耶稣他已经高就是说父神已经高举耶稣的名超乎万名之上。
I said, what do I do? How do I talk to God now?
所以那我现在要怎么跟神说话呢？
And so what I see is the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, what makes the Trinity so beautiful is each person of the Trinity, they prefer the other two.
所以我看到三位一神很美的一点就是每一个他们好像都是喜欢好像将一些荣耀归于另外两位。
And then when you're with Jesus, he talks about the Father and the Holy Spirit.
当你跟耶稣在一起的时候，他就会讲有关圣灵，还有讲到父神。
And with the Father, he talks about Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
那父神呢，就会讲到耶稣还有圣灵。
So in worship, okay, so my first wife died, my second wife died.
所以我的第一任妻子、第二任妻子都过世了。
A question could be is, how do you survive?
那可能会有人问我一个问题，那你是怎么样活下去的呢？
And I will say this about worship.
那我要讲就是有关于敬拜这一点。
It's not easy.
不容易。
But you come to God.
但是你来到神的面前。
And you say, God.
你说神。
You know how I feel.
你知道我的感受。
But your feelings are a priority over my feelings.
但是你的感受是优先的，过于我的感受。
And when you say that to God,
当你这样对神说的时候，
it touches him.
这就能够感动神。
You know, sometimes you can, that's what worship is.
你知道这就是敬拜。
That's why we don't have to feel good to worship.
这就是为什么我们不需要感觉好的时候才去敬拜。
When we don't feel good, sometimes that's the best time to worship.
有时候当我们感觉不好，却是敬拜的最好时候。
I remember some nights I was going to sleep and I said, Oh, my wife, oh, she suffered. We cried. It was so sad the way she died. Da, 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 da. And I stopped.
我记得也我也曾经有过晚上要去睡觉的时候、啊、就在那边很难过说啊、哦、我太太走了这个她走的时候啊受了很多的苦啊然后就在那跟神说可是后来我就停下来了。
I stop and I say, you know, Holy Spirit.
我就停下来说圣灵你知道啊。
How was your day?
哎，你今天过得怎么样？
How are you feeling?
你感觉如何？
Now we think we shouldn't ask God this because he is God and he is invincible.
我们认为说，哎，这个神他是不会被征服很强的，那好像我们不应该问神这样的话。
But we were made in his image and likeness.
但是我们是按着神的形象跟样式造的。
It's why we have emotions and feelings, because he has feelings.
因为上帝他有一些感觉，有情感，所以我们才会有感觉，有情感。
And so sometimes the Holy Spirit, he'll start talking to you.
所以有时候圣灵会开始跟你说话。
And he'll say, well, there's more than 7 billion people in the world.
所以他会跟你说，世界上有70多亿人。
Think of them, how many times I was personally grieved by each person today.
你想想看，在今天，我个人曾经为他们多少人而感到忧伤呢？
So even if each person grieved him only once, he was grieved 7 billion times.
所以一天当中，如果一个人让他忧伤一次，那么他一天就等于忧伤了70亿次。
And then he says, you know, I can't tell you what I saw, what happened to the little children. I can't talk to you about it.
好，然后他会说，我没有办法跟你说，我看到那些小孩子发生了什么事。
And there are many things that he saw that he cannot tell us because it's too depressing.
有很多圣灵看到的事情，他没有办法，告诉我们，因为会让我们非常的沮丧。
So when we think of what the Holy Spirit has to go through,
所以当我们想圣灵必须经历什么样的事情，
we can hug each other,
我们可以彼此拥抱，
and you have a comforter. He comforts you because he tells you, I know it's tough for you, Elias.
你有这样一位安慰者啊，他拥抱你，因为他会跟你说。我知道你所经你正经历的事情。
And I put my arm around him. Oh, Holy Spirit, you were hurt much more than me.
那我也可以去拥抱他说圣灵，我知道你所受的伤远远超过我。
Help me not to be so selfish.
帮助我，让我不要变得这么自私。
And those secret times, It's healing for your heart.
这些隐秘的时刻就是你心，你心就会得到医治。
That's why sometimes can pray, people can pray in a ministry inner healing. Oh, I'll lay hands on you for inner healing. But you'll never really be healed until you learn the secret of his feelings are more important than yours.
Okay, 所以有时候人们可以说，啊，我为你按手，让你的内心得到医治。但是除非你真正感受到圣灵的感受，不然你没有办法真正得医治。
And to me, this is worship.
对我来说，这就是敬拜。
It's the deepest part of worship.
这是敬拜最深刻的部分。
To work all week, don't sleep good Saturday night, Sunday morning, you don't feel the anointing, but you have a job to do for God.
哦，可能你一整个礼拜都在工作，然后晚上也没有睡好，然后。礼拜天早上呢，你却有工作要为神做。
And you just do it.
你就是去做。
You know? I lost a lot of personal happiness when Lori died.
当我太太 Lori 过世的时候，我失去了很多我个人的快乐。
And...Even last night in the room,
甚至昨天晚上，当我在那个这边的客房
，in the early hours of the morning, I'm talking with God.
在清早的时候，我跟上帝说话。
I said, God, I wish I was completely happy, so I can do a better job in San Jose this week.
我跟神说，神，我真的希望我是。快乐的，好让我这个礼拜在三火岁这边的服事能够做得比较好。
I said, but your happiness means more than my happiness.
但是我跟主说，主，你的快乐意义大过我的快乐。
And somehow you will help me.That we can all get closer to you, in spite of my personal difficulty. You know.
但是你可以帮助我，就是说，超越我个人的这些困难。
Yeah. I think this image of super anointed ministers.I think it will help the church if more of us would be honest. You know, we're all the same. We're all brothers and sisters.
他讲就是说，有时候我们会好像把一些人认为他们是超级有恩高的服事的人，其实我们都一样是弟兄姐妹。
Yeah. And yeah, I do feel strong enough that we.I know we'll have good meetings. I'm not broken, you know, I'm not. But when you love someone very much, you can't just forget them like this.
哦，当你很爱一个人的时候，你没有办法说哦，就是好像一下就忘掉他们。
You know, it's not easy to forget people.
哦，要忘掉人不容易。
What, there's a scripture of the Apostle Paul. I do want to show you.
About what?
About sorrow. Sorrow upon sorrow.
2 Corinthians?
Yeah.Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章是关于讲到忧伤。
And let's read verse 27.
27.
Yeah. You remember Epaphroditus was sick? And he almost died?
记不记得以巴弗提他生病了也差点死了。
Yeah. Let's read verse 26 and 27.
我们来看腓立比书第二章二十六二十七节， 他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了，他实在是病了，几乎要死。然而上帝连续他，不但连续他，也连续我，免得我忧上加忧。
So I hope you can see it in verse 27.
我希望你们能够在27节看到。
The words that Paul used, he said, I'm grateful that I loved Epaphroditus so much.
哦，保罗说我非常爱这以巴弗提。
That if he would have died,
哦，若是他死了。
I would have sorrow upon another sorrow.
我会忧上加忧。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢?
That means Paul had a ministry where he carried sorrow in his heart.
这意思是保罗侍奉的时候他心中是带着忧愁的。
He wasn't always completely a happy man.
他不是经常都是完全快乐的。
So he was saying, I already have sorrow.
所以他的意思是说我已经有忧伤。
If Epaphroditus would have died, his sorrow would go on top of the sorrow. You see that?
所以如果以巴弗提死的话呢，他就会忧上加忧。
So, as Christians, I think the sweetest, the best way to walk with God is to be so honest with Him and transparent.
所以我认为我们做基督徒与神同行最好的方式就是在神的面前是透明的、就是很诚实的。
You know, like the word, we shouldn't feel guilty if we don't have more faith.
如果我们没有更多的信心的话，我们不应该觉得有罪疚感。
But if I know for me, if I don't have the faith, I tell God.
我知道如果我没有信心的话我就跟神说。
I said, please help me in my weakness.
我就跟神说神我的软弱求你帮助。
And sometimes I've told God, I said, you know, I'm all alone and I say,God, I feel sad right now.
有时候我一个人独处，我就跟神说啊，神，我现在觉得很难过。
But the Bible says, rejoice always.
但是圣经说你们要常常喜乐。
Paul is being hard on me right now. Paul, the Apostle Paul, he's being tough on me.
Okay. 保罗现在对我这个很严格。
So Lord, how can I rejoice feeling this way I feel?
所以主啊，我现在有这样的感受，那我怎么样能够喜乐呢？
And he says, well, whose feelings are more important, mine or yours?
所以他就会说，谁的感觉比较重要呢？是你的感受重要，还是我的感受重要？
You know, God can tell you that he had a bad afternoon.
你知道，上帝也有可能跟你讲，哦，他有一天下午是过得很不好的。
Well, the things I learn about God, when you read the Old Testament, he gets sad, he gets mad, he says, "Don't worship me anymore. I don't want your animals. Stop it." You know?
如果你读旧约圣经，你会看到上帝有时候他会很伤心，有时候他会很生气。他说，哦，你们不要再献这些祭物给我了。
You know, so God is real like that. Any other questions? It's almost 12.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you find it easy to maintain your focus on God while working with the team? Because when we practice or worship together with the team, we spend...maybe 80% of our attention on the technical aspects and coordination.
所以你的意思是说在这样的时候怎么样继续保持专注在神的身上是 OK, 我讲一下他的问题。他的问题就是说当我们敬拜团在练习的时候我们可能 80% 的那个注意力都是集中在这个技巧问题对不对技术性的问题。那我们怎么样同时还能够保持专注在上帝的身上是 OK?
If the musicians and singers are skillful, It's much easier.
如果大家都没有技巧, but they need to find a good coordination, like how to interpret the song, where to put where to beat the drum beat or whatever. 他刚刚是说如果大家都技巧都很好就没有什么问题我说可是还是要彼此这个协调嘛 对不对 譬如说你的鼓什么都打嘛 对不对
Most of us have a day job and we are not professional.
Yeah, well, see, I understand that, but see, Jesus also understands that. In our church, I have been supporting a guitarist who joined our church 2.5 years ago.
在我的教会里面，我有支持一个吉他手，他是2年半以前加入我们教会的。
He played at the Kennedy Center.
哦，他曾经在甘乃迪中心演奏。
His name is Kennedy.
他的名字也叫 Kennedy.
And he played in a world famous group called Arrested Development.
哦，他有在一个很世界知名的一个团体里面弹奏。
Okay. And it's a type of. But he was also a famous jazz musician. He's at the top. He's very good.
Oh, 他的爵士乐也弹奏得很好.
He had a bad time, went through alcohol rehabilitation.
Oh, 但是他有一段很不好的时光，后来他就酗酒，后来也去接受这个戒酒的治疗.
After rehab, he joined our church.
那他戒酒之后呢？他加入我们教会。
And he started playing with the team.
那他就开始跟这个团队来一起弹奏。
Now the worship team that we have is very basic.
我们的敬拜团是很基础的。
Bring, 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 bring. Bring, bring, you know, there's no diminished chords, no augmented chords.
哦，他不会有那些比较特殊的和弦的音。
He goes crazy, so he just.
所以那个吉他手跟我们在一起，他都快疯掉了。
He tells the drummer.
他就跟那个打鼓的说。
No, 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 no. To me, he goes, "Oh, Elias, your foot is on the sustain pedal too much."
He told me, "Then he told me, 'Elias, you that pedal, that
Okay. His so high, you know. But having a musician like that, it calls us up to it. I know the Lord doesn't judge us like that. He knows you work.
哦，我知道主，这个主不应不会因此而论断我们啊，神知道我们要工作啊。And
sometimes when I play with the guitarist,
有时候当我跟那个吉他手一起弹奏的时候，
okay, I led worship.
我带敬拜
for 30 years.
我带了30年。
Okay, so I know how to do it. I'm good at it by God's grace.
我知道怎么做，而且就是靠着神的恩典啊，我也做得很好。And
the way I learned songs early, I learned good chords.
哦，我从一开始我就学会了很好的和弦。So
they want to play the same song that I used to lead 20 years ago.
所以他们想要弹奏一些歌是我20年前所带过的。And
I say, you know, you should really try this chord.
我就跟他说，你应该试着弹这个和弦。You
know, oh, what is that? You know,
他们就会说，哦，这是什么和弦呢？But
they don't do it.
但他们不会做。And
so when I play, honestly, sometimes it's painful.
所以当我做的时候呢，坦白的说，有时候有点痛苦。You
know, and I just go, why don't they want to learn, you know?
我就会想说啊，他们为什么不学呢？
But that's what a team is. We work together, and his guitar playing is so good that he helps me. He says, I tell you what, just get some strings and hold it, do this and that. And I do it, and he goes, ah. And then I listen to him, and then he plays, you know, and then it works.
哦，那因为那吉他手很强哦，所以他就跟我说，你弹 keyboard 呢，你就按那个弦乐，就按在那边就好了。然后呢，那个吉他手他就可以尽情的发挥，然后就。
So as a worship team, when it comes to skill and technical, we make adjustments for the others. So there are, yeah.
所以作为一个近代团队呢，我们就会因着为了彼此而调整。
Yeah.So the guitarist in our church, he'll play in a D flat, G sharp, or A flat. He uses a capo, you know.
Yeah, 所以那个我们的那个吉他手呢，他是用那个夹的哈，但是他就会弹一些比较难的调子。
Yeah. A lot of times I don't use capo because I know how to play the chords.
我的话我是不会用那个夹，夹的就是你可以随便的换调子，因为我知道那些和弦。
But sometimes a capo on a guitar is good.
Yeah, 但是有时候你用那个夹的也是好的。
So he's playing in A flat, D flat. I can play it.
他弹那个都是就是很难的，升降跳就黑键很多的那种。
But his chord changes are not the best.
但他换和弦不是换的最好的。
So the keyboard sound that I play, it's too strong for what he's doing.
那所以我在弹那个 keyboard 呢，对那吉他手来讲说，我的声音就太强了。
So I'll get strings and I'll just use my right hand.
So 我就会用弦乐的音色，然后我只用右手弹。
And I'll let him do what he does.
然后我就让他去做他做的事情。
And I'll just play strings.
我就弹弦乐。
And it's easier for him.
那对他来讲就比较容易。
So, it's honestly, it's sometimes it's frustrating.
坦白的说，有时候这很让我觉得挫折。
Okay. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to be a judge, but somebody sent me.Of a revival going on, they call it a revival in a university in Florida. They say, "Oh, the meetings have been going on for a week."
我不是要去论道，但是有人送给我一个那个 YouTube 的影片，就讲在这 Florida 有一间大学哦，他们有复兴已经持续了一个礼拜。
You know, right here.
就在这里。
You can go look at it.
你可以去看。
So I opened it.
所以我就去看
，and I heard the music.
我听到他们的音乐
，and I went, not tonight.
哦，我说不要，不要看。
You know, thank God for good musicians. You know, but
感谢神有好的乐器手。
But don't feel bad if you work hard.And you feel like you're technically not that good? The question is, does God have you in the position?
如果你觉得自己技巧还不是很好，而且你也很努力的话，那你就要问说神是不是要你在这个位置上。
And if the answer is yes, then God understands everything about your skill, your work. If you feel like God wants you there, then you should be...Happy.
如果你觉得
God put you there, not man.
如果你觉得是神要你在那边，而不是人要你在那边的话，
you know,
那神也知道你的工作、你的技巧，知道你的一切。
Yeah. The real tough thing in music in churches is when someone. When I was a pastor in New York for 3 years.
我曾经在纽约一个教会牧会三年。
This lady was singing just because she was someone's sister.
对牧师来讲很困难的某一个人他在唱歌只因为他是某一个人的姐妹
And she did not have the voice
她的声音并不好
You know the other ladies We exalt thee But you know We exalt you.
就是那样子哈，我最聪明。
You know, New York, we exalt you. So I had to say, I said, look, I don't think God has anointed you as a singer.
我就说对不起，我觉得上帝并没有高摩你做这个歌唱。
And I knew I was going to get in trouble, but when she stepped out of the position, the whole church was, ah.
我正好这样跟他说会有麻烦哦，但是当他从这个位置上下来的时候呢， yeah. 整个教会都松了一口气。
So I took the judgment. You know, the husband wanted to talk with her. He was mad, and I said, "Okay, good, hit me, hit me."
所以那个人的丈夫也很生气啊，我就说好，来跟我讲。But the, 没有关系，打我吧，打我吧，没关系。
I'll take the blows, but the church is happy.
哦，好吧，就来打我好了，没关系，这个只要教会大家都高兴就好。
So I made the church happy, but I wasn't happy now. But we have to be honest.
但是我们必须诚实。
You know? Yeah. So we don't have to be on the stage like every professional. But if you have the right spirit, you'll do good.
我们不必像那些专业的人在台上的人那样子，但是如果你有对的灵的话，你就会做得好。
Yeah, don't worry, you're fine.
所以不用担心。
You know, and you know what? You actually pleased God when you said, "I work. I lack technical skill." When you said that, oh, Jesus was just smiling. He said, "Oh, that's good."
所以如果当你就说、啊、我在工作我的技巧不足的时候，其实耶稣在微笑。
Because I have, just a week ago, I'm talking with a friend in Canada. He teaches jazz guitar.
就在一个礼拜前，我跟在加拿大的一个朋友聊天，他是教爵士吉他的。
I don't know how many times I said, "How did you play Sunday?" He said, "Yes, oh gosh, yes."
我问他说：“你礼拜天有没有弹奏啊？”他说有。
He said, "I had to stop playing. The worship leader, he doesn't even know how to tune his guitar."
他说我得停止弹奏，因为这个带敬拜的人甚至连他的吉他调音都不会。
You know, and he wears cowboy boots and he's country. There's a train coming. You know, it's.
他说那个人就穿了那个，就是穿了靴子，牛仔靴，然后就是唱那种歌。嗯
，Yeah.
So, another quick question. So, when you say you worship in new songs, do you mean singing in?
You mean improvising?
Improvising.
Yeah.
Okay.
Improvising is good.You know, like when we sing in tongues, that's improvising.
他刚刚讲到，就是说唱新歌，唱新歌是不是即兴的？所以牧师说是啊，就是说在当你唱灵歌的时候，也是即兴的。
Yeah. And a keyboard player who is very skilled, you know, you know how to go to the fifth to get to the next key, or, you know, to play an E.Ninth to go to an A minor, and the others don't know how to do it, it's okay. The keyboard player can do it, and the others don't have to, and it's still, you know what I mean, right?
知道哈，如果是弹那个弹 keyboard 的话，你就知道怎么进到一首歌的五级，然后就是换调了这些。
Yeah. A team is a team. It develops together. I mean, the Beatles. Honestly, the Beatles when they first started.I hear some of the songs that they got famous with. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Da da da. Is that music? You know. And then over the years, they got better.
他讲到那个 Beatles 早期的歌哈，就是说他的音乐也就是很一般般的啦。但是后来经过多年，他们就越来越好。
Yeah.Yeah. Yeah, improvising If you practice at home improvising, the only way to do it is to learn all the chords. You have to learn the chords.
Yeah, 如果你要能够即兴弹奏，就是你所有的和弦都要会。
You know, you use 11th chords a lot, don't you? Like a B flat with a C bass, right? G, like, yeah, like a G, like you play an F with a G bass, those chords, you know?
事情的都知道嘛，哈。
Yeah.
就是 C, 你弹 C 的时候，到另外一边是弹 B flat, 或者你弹 G 的时候，另外一边是用 F, 这个知道，都知道。
Well, are anything else, or?
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Or one more last question? 还有没有人最后一个问题？我们的午餐时间到了。Time for lunch, so one more question, if any. 还有没有人有问题？最后的没有。
I had a quick, maybe not, I'm not understanding it correctly, but when you, going back to the first question, when you said when the minister is ministering and there's a secret place.
In his heart.
In the person that's being ministered's heart?
No.
Yeah.
The minister who is ministering, there's a secret place in him that he can hide it from everybody, but not God.
God.
他是回到刚才的问题，就是说那个，就是说，就是说，可能一个服侍的人可能会利用了人的渴慕，就是说，想要心中有隐秘处了。他其实刚刚没有讲，有的他说，其实就是好像一个服侍人想要在人的面前得荣耀。
And he can take advantage of it. I've seen it with worship leaders, not here, but some worship leaders.We're there to worship, but if you give them the microphone, they will give you a message before starting, you know? And there are some people that are insecure. I have a prophecy. You give them the microphone and they will correct the church instead of prophesy. You know?So, on a worship team, we should never have insecure people.
好，他讲到说，在敬拜团里面绝对不要有那种不安全感的人，不要在敬拜团里面。哦，他说，譬如说，你把一个麦克，就是他看过，不是在我们教会，就是在别的教会，有的呢带敬拜的人，你把麦克风给他了，结果他就跟你来讲道了。或者有的人说，哦，我有话，有神的话来发预言，结果他不是发预言，他反而是去要讲一些纠正教会的话语。
Yeah. So sometimes what worshipers do, okay. For some people it's okay, but for me it's not okay. I don't like it when a worship leader goes on for 2 minutes and I get a small sermon. I want to worship God. I don't want you to teach me. Just say something and be quiet and worship. You know what I'm, do you understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. 他说、yeah. 他说别人或许可以，但他不喜欢这样，就是说一个带敬拜的人讲话超过两分钟。他说你只要讲很简单的一句话，然后你就是去继续敬拜就好了。Yeah.
So this week we're going to see good worship. I know it.
所以这个礼拜我们会看到很、
yeah.
就是很。
Or maybe I'll turn around. No, too loud.
没有没有没有。Okay, I think
the pedal, you hold it too much.
I think it's about time for lunch. So yeah. Do you want to pray to bless us?
Yeah, okay.
好，我们就请牧师为我们做祝福的祷告。好。
Father, thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit.
父神，谢谢你圣灵的同在。
We want to give you our best.
我们想要把我们最好的给你。
Even although there are people more skillful than us, we want to give you our best.
虽然有些人比我们更有技巧，但是我们想要把最好的给你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
And I pray your special continued blessing on everyone here.
我们恳求你就继续不断的特别的祝福我们的团队。
And Holy Spirit,
圣灵
teach us how to glorify Jesus.
教导我们怎么样来荣耀耶稣。
In music and singing, Amen.
在我们的音乐还有歌唱当中 ，Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.